Ready, yeah, yep.
All right, this is Jason Eaton with Radio On The Go Sports. We are here joined by Brady Driscoll, the head coach of the girls, Applington Parkersburg Falcon girls. And coach, just your initial thoughts tonight about how the game went for the girls.
Yeah, I thought we played hard, played aggressive, matched physicality. We knew coming in, obviously, Denver's a big, strong, physical team. We've known that for a couple of years. And, you know, they were just bigger and a little more physical than what we were tonight and made some more shots. But I don't think it was for a lack of effort on our part at all. So I'm proud of the girls for fighting the whole way through.
And, Coach, it ends up being your first loss of the season. What kind of lessons do you take away from a game like this that you apply to the rest of the season?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the first quarter, I think we were up 12-11 maybe, and then somewhere between 8 and 12 maybe at halftime, and then made a good run there in the fourth quarter a little bit. And so, you know, it ballooned to 18. I think we played them a little tougher than what the final score might have indicated. But, you know, you take number two, I think, in 2A to – you know, a little closer than 18, maybe 10 to 15 points. You feel pretty good about where you're at. Obviously, like to win them, but, you know, you feel like if you play with number two like this, you can play with a lot of teams that are on our schedule this year for the most part as well.
And, I mean, with Laura, with Thurm down low there, she had a big night with 25 points. You know, how do you try to approach trying to defend somebody like that?
Yeah, I mean, we've done something. We don't usually play man. We're usually a zone defensive team, so we thought maybe we could try to man her up and make her make some moves. She's a good passer, too, which kind of throws us out of our zone a bit. She can skip it really well. So we're trying to get some help side over for Kira down low. And we were there sometimes, but a little late. And even if we are over there, you know, she's still bigger and taller than all of us. So she went up and finishes really well. She probably is pretty efficient from the field, I would guess. But, you know, next time we play him, because we'll see him again, we'll go back to the drawing board, work on some things. You know, I might have to go for a couple more bodies down there on her and make somebody else beat us. But she is, you know, I think she won conference MVP last year, and she's an all-state caliber player. So she's a tough matchup for everybody.
Lorna Bernard and Ava Eddy both got the three ball working. What was going on there that allowed some of those shots from the perimeter?
Yeah, we thought they'd go zone. They zoned us last year a few times, but they went man this year, so that kind of threw a wrench into some things. But, you know, we still got some shots off. I still, you know, all those kids out there, I like them to shoot more and shoot, you know, catch ready to shoot first and then pass or drive. But, you know, Eva does a pretty good job of finding those guys and getting them open shots. She draws people in the lane really well, kicks it out to them. We've been preaching to catch ready to shoot, and they caught it ready on some of them and let them rip. So we need that and more going down the stretch.
That's head coach Brady Driscoll from the AP girls on the game here tonight in Denver. We thank him for joining us. I'm Jason Eaton for Radio On The Go Sports.